torch today. That's number 119 in our camp book, 119. I don't know if any of you heard the CD that was playing after supper. I don't know. I just got inspired and put it on. Did anybody hear it?
Yeah.
Who was singing? George Beverly Shea. And you know, the wonderful thing, Brother Paul, that CD was almost like an hour long. Some of his later ones, I bought them, and they were like three songs on it. Well, I'm exaggerating, but they were like four songs. That one had a whole hour of George Beverly Shea. So let's sing one of his songs, I'd Rather Have Jesus. Let's stand as we sing.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his name.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we want more of you tonight, Lord. More of Jesus. Come to us, Lord. Oh, we come, Lord, in faith, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. We worship you, Lord.
Oh God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Someone pray with us, please.
This is our prayer, Lord, that all the souls that traverse camp this season, they return home, and that's their heart's cry. I'd rather have Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We know that this world is bearing down on your church. And so, and
all dear Lord, people, dear Lord, yes, Lord.
We all confess we'd rather have Jesus.
Yes.
We pray that that prayer and that cry in our hearts grow stronger with each and every day that we depart this place. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness through the season. Many returning after couple of years, but Lord, we know that souls were saved and enriched and encouraged this summer.
Yes, Lord.
And it was for your glory and your kingdom. So we're thankful, Lord. We're thankful for all that you've done, are doing, and will continue to do in the lives and the hearts that were touched by your word.
Yes, Lord.
By your presence. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We also want to remember the campers. This is their last night, and if I remember right, this would be the night that our counselors would share with us, each counselor, a verse or a testimony or something to send us on our way. And even in the cottage, I'm sure they have prayed with these little ones, committed them to the Lord. His keeping. And so, dear Lord Jesus, we remember the village tonight and the cottage. Dear God, just again, put your seal upon their hearts. Dear Lord, the thing that you have done, we pray that it would not only last, but it would grow in the days ahead. Lord, you are able to keep them from falling. You are able in this year to cause them to grow in grace. And so, Lord, we're asking you just this night, Lord, if there's one or those that have not opened their heart, I pray that this night they would open their hearts to you. Oh, Lord Jesus, bless the counselors. Give them faith, Lord, and give them your anointing as they share tonight. And Lord, may the words go into their hearts, the hearts of these campers. We also pray for a blessing upon our counselors. Lord, I pray those that are weary, I pray that you would just lift them in body and in spirit, Lord Jesus. God, give them great joy in serving you. May they go in that full blessing of the Lord. Lord, you pay back. You give back. You reward these who have given themselves to you. And we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's also sing 118 in the White Book. We have opportunity tonight for testimonies. I know that many of you are leaving us. And so if you have something upon your heart, I'd like you to share it. All right? But you have to, you know, there are quite a few. So, Katie, don't talk too long, all right? All right. Praise God. 118.
Said, behold, I
this word that Jesus said, come weary souls, oppressed, come take my yoke and learn of me, and I will give you rest, and I will give you rest, and I will give you rest. Come take my yoke and learn of me, and I will give you rest. Oh, precious word that Jesus said, the world I overcame, and they who follow where I lead shall conquer in my name, shall conquer in my name, shall conquer in my name. And they who follow where I lead shall conquer in my name, shall conquer in my name, shall conquer in my name. And they who follow shall conquer in my name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, lead us on in triumph, dear Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, we praise you. We thank you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, who will be the first with a testimony? Come.
I'd like to thank the Lord for something that Sister Carolyn told me of. Sister Judy was praying for the cottagers especially, and she mentioned, Carolyn mentioned today that two of the cottagers that were really quite challenged, we knew this at the very start, and they expressed that they loved Jesus, that Jesus died for them, and that was a real breakthrough. And others accepted the Lord too. So I thank God that He answers prayer.
Amen.
And as I said, that was on our Sister Judy's heart. We all prayed, and it's wonderful how this whole season we've heard reports from the counselors, the village, Natick, and the cottages too, how the Lord spoke to these children. And I had to think of the counselors especially recently, and how we can thank God for their lives. Giving themselves. It's a grueling 2 weeks when you're a counselor. It really is. And thank God that some have given up their vacations to serve Him in that capacity. One or two were here for 2 periods, 4 weeks, almost 4 weeks. And I had to think how that's marvelous that these men and women gave themselves to God. And I appreciate them more and more each year. Especially when you see what they're going through. And God is faithful to provide counselors that love the Lord, that are able to impart His word to them, how that word is quick and powerful, and even the youngest child and the teenagers, how they absorb more than we older people. They absorb. May God plant those seeds and continue to water them as they go home, go back into the city. And I'm thankful that, as I said, He answers prayer. God answers prayer. So let's keep believing that He will continue the work that He has begun in these lives.
Amen.
Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. What need I fear when Thou art near and thinkest, Lord, of me? Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. What need I fear when Thou art near and thinkest, Lord, of me?
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord. Thank you that you hear us. Thank you for your working in these days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this fourth period really began 2 weeks ago. Well, almost 2 weeks ago. And Brother Keith was here to kind of get it going. Well, Monday anyway. And he's here again tonight. He's trying to hide back there, but I already told him I was going to call on him. So Brother Keith, come. Just share just a little something with me. Please. Come.
Well, I was thinking of a song that so has become precious to me. Where are the nails that pierced his hands? The nails have turned to dust, but not so the man. He is risen, and he reigns in the hearts of the children, being raised in his name. Thank God that when we come to camp, we meet folks we haven't seen. We meet folks that we're meeting for the first time. But we see Jesus in them, amen? And that's one thing I admonish folks at home. You know, it's a small church, about 85 members, give or take, who's online and who's not. Well, I say, you know, in a small church, you get to know each other. You get to know each other's faults. And it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, those who have the victory say amen.
Amen.
The rest just are like, yeah, that's church, right? But how important it is that we see Jesus Christ in each other, that we see that seed of Christ, and see beyond the fault, the personality. There's always a backstory to everyone's life. But if you look and you consider them, there's Christ in that life. And our job is to see Jesus. And I'm thankful that when we come up to camp and we meet old friends and new friends and avoid other friends, that no matter how or where we come from, we can see Jesus in each other. So I thank God for this camp. Where's Joanne Harris? If you want to remember what I look like, there's a picture of me over there, and you'll. Because we were talking about years gone by. There's a really handsome picture of myself over there from the winter program. I thank God for the winter program. I learned to love people in that program. And what a gift that is from Christ. Amen? So thank you, Brother Phil. I'm loving you tonight for calling me up here. And now I'm going to disappear back over to there. God bless.
Praise God.
Amen. Let's stand as we sing 45.
I have a friend so precious, so very dear. Loves me faithfully.
could not live apart from him. I love to feel him nigh, and so we dwell together, my Lord and I. Sometimes I'm faint and weary. He knows that I am weak, and as he bids me lean on him, his help I'll gladly seek. He leads me in the path of light beneath the sunny sky, and so we walk together, my Lord and I.
Let's have all the ladies on verse 3. Ready? Go ahead. Be seated.